back in the studio, having a look at the world of politics this morning, Professor Jim Joes from the University of Newcastle. How could we let, good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Today slip by without talking about that infamous telephone call last night between Prime Minister Trumbull and, of course, President Trump of the USA. We were talking off air before we came on, and you and I just both shaking our heads. It was absolutely bizarre, wasn't it?
It is difficult to understand exactly what was going on there, Todd, because there's nothing, certainly from Prime Minister's office, there's no reason why he should, why anyone would want to leak that, although perhaps, you know, there are forces within the Liberal Party that might like to see him embarrassed. On the other hand, why would the President leak it unless there is another game going on in the US? I suspect that it's more about playing US politics. It's less to do with Australia. Australia is just a pawn, if you like. In that particular process. And I think Donald Trump was trying to sort of stamp his authority and also perhaps remind Australia of its position in the great scheme of things.
And I think for a long period of time, whilst we have been great allies of the US, and for better or worse, then we probably think we've sat higher on the totem pole than we probably have. And the US publicly have never done anything to show the rest of the world that we don't. Couple of questions. Generally, world leaders are statesmen and women, and even if the argument is heated on the phone, it generally never makes it out of the President's office or the Prime Minister's office. It's a state of respect. Has the dynamic changed now forever? Will we see leaders of countries now being a little bit less guarded and a little bit less political when it comes to making their thoughts known about leaders of other countries?
I think on the whole, Todd, it's unlikely that leaders will just offer random thoughts and respond without giving due consideration, and that is to say without being a bit more diplomatic. At present, we the US President, you never know where he's coming from. His statements are often randomly generated in no forethought seems to be given. And for the moment, he seems to be able to get away with it. How long that will last, I think, I suspect that will start drying up soon, because as a president, he needs to actually be able to engage with other world leaders and them having the confidence that their conversations are their conversations and that they release only what they need for public consumption. Now, there may be some broad benefit in hearing some of the nitty-gritty that goes on behind closed doors. I don't want to sort of gainsay that. But in general, leaders need to have that space where they can actually be a little more frank, and when they greet the public, make their common positions known, they're doing so with an understanding that, you know, the disagreements and the heatedness that might have been there is left in behind the closed doors.
But being petulant doesn't win you any friends. For Donald Trump to come out and say worst phone call by a leader of the day, that is just childish. That's school ground behaviour.
It certainly is. And, perhaps a defender of Donald Trump might say, well, he has a staff who sort of handle some of these tweets, and sometimes they get a bit out of hand. But on the other hand, he sort of also projects the view that, hey, I'm the person behind these tweets. Now, if that's the case, then he's perhaps needs to grow up. He's now sort of occupying a position in world affairs which he never occupied before. He's now leading perhaps the most powerful country in the world, certainly one that's involved in all sorts of major global issues, and he's being called upon to make decisions that are going to affect people globally.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, he has a propensity for firing staff when he doesn't get the answer he wants or doesn't feel they're doing a good job. The question is, should Donald Trump effectively be tweeting himself? Should someone just come in and grab his mobile phone and go, no Twitter for you, you're doing the wrong things? And if so, who would have the guts to do that for fear of being, you know, don't come Monday?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, one of the dimensions here, social media is now a major force in political communication. Whether prime ministers, whether leaders of countries should be engaging in social media, They don't need to be elected. Of course, they might need to be re-elected, but then they've got staff that can assist them. So should they be engaging in these sorts of off-the-cuff statements? I guess my view, more conservative, is no, probably not. They need to take a step back and be seen to be representing their country and representing the people, not just who elected them, but the people who didn't elect them, the people that are part of the, shall we say, the opposition at this stage.
Well, whether we like it or not, the leader of our country does have a reflection on the people of the country, and that's a problem. I would love to say that you and I will never be sitting here having discussions about the bizarre behaviour of Donald Trump, but I've got a feeling we may be doing that sometime very soon.
Well, we have a number of people in our sort of electoral constituents, shall we say, of Australia, who are perhaps vying with Donald Trump for unpredictability.
We might be talking about Corey Bernardi in the next few weeks. What do you think?
Well, you might say that.
Professor Jim Joes, thanks for your time this morning. 2NURFM.